Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Some games don't need any buildup. They arrive heavy. You feel it, the way the building hums as the teams take the floor, and the nervous energy that quietly builds as tip-off nears, and the understanding that when the ball goes up, there's no reset waiting on the other side of 32 minutes. Inside the Acadome here at Alabama State, the floor has memories. It remembers the thrill of a double overtime win that shook up the bracket, a layup etched into the minds of those on Academy Drive. And it remembers the heartbreak and the silence that follows when a season ends and there's nothing left on the table. This floor has seen both sides of February playoff basketball, and today it provides yet again the ever-so-simple challenge. Win, and your quest continues. Lose, and the torch is snuffed. This is the Sweet 16. The Lee Scott Academy Warriors step into the moment 25-4, carrying an area championship, momentum from a dominant opening round performance, and the confidence to make more than just a little bit of noise in the playoff hunt. But standing across the floor is a familiar postseason presence, the Eagles of Montgomery Academy, a program that knows this building well. It was right here last year where the ending of the Warriors' run to the Elite Eight before going on to climb a state championship trophy and hold a state championship trophy in the hands of the MA Eagles. But for Lee Scott Academy, that memory doesn't linger as weight. It burns as fuel. These programs have familiarity within the short years of the AHSAA tenure for the Lee Scott Warriors. They've crossed paths across sports, across seasons, and across the moments that matter the most. And they met here once again already this season. A tight, physical game that reminded everybody just how thin the margin is when these two teams share a floor. But none of that matters here this morning. The rebounds. The records don't defend. History doesn't rebound, and the memories don't decide possessions. It's a battle of the academies. Montgomery Academy, Lee Scott Academy, two of 3A's best, one floor, one game, and one exit. And we welcome you back into the Lee Scott Sports Network here at Dunn Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State for what is going to be one of the more fun matchups that this floor will see in the 2026 AHSAA postseason. Christian Griffin here bringing you all of this morning's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app. And my goodness, do these two teams have a whole lot of success when they are on the hardwood and meeting for the third time in 2 years. Again, the last time these teams met, it was Montgomery Academy finishing the Warriors season in the Elite Eight, going on to win a state championship. These teams met all the way back in November of this year, this past year, and it was the Lee Scott Academy Warriors that crawled their way to a 44-41 victory. We'll be able to dive into that contest as we go. But the Lee Scott Warriors coming off a 59-39 win over the Glenwood Gators and a 71-40 win over the Altamont Knights in round one. Balanced scoring has been the MO for this Lee Scott Academy squad this postseason. You're led by Hayden Harper, but so many options for the Warriors for guys that can give you 10 plus on any given night. It was a 68-35 matchup in the Elite Eight last year, and later on again this MA team clung on to a state championship. Both of these teams brought back big names. And there was a mini rematch back on November 26th, where this time again the Warriors outlasted the Eagles 44-41. Lee Scott only shot 35% from the field and 15% from deep. Meanwhile, Montgomery Academy shot only 22% from the floor on 10 of 46 made field goals, yet 7 of those makes were from deep. And so shots could be at a premium here this morning in comparison to Lee Scott's 61 shots per game, right around that average. We'll take take a break. We'll come back and get you keys to the game and starting lineups as we continue to catch you down with the Montgomery Academy Eagles and the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. 3A AHSAA Sweet 16 basketball is coming up next here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Time now for the keys to the game, brought to you by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home on Tiger Country 104.5.
Counting you down to opening tip between the MA Eagles and the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. First one, the rebounding category cannot tell the story here tonight. Lee Scott out-rebounded MA 36-35 in the win here earlier this season. It was 39-29 in favor of Montgomery Academy last year in the Elite Eight, with the Eagles having 13 offensive rebounds. Dictate the tempo. Montgomery Academy, more athletic, taller, more physical, yet limit the way that they want to play this basketball game. Frustrate them on the offensive end of the floor. Do everything you can to allow yourself the most success on the offensive end of the floor. Taking care of the basketball, especially if this becomes a slugfest, turnovers can make or break your season here this morning. And paint touches. Get the ball inside and then kick it out. Montgomery Academy wants you to settle and play passive outside the perimeter. Make your three-point line your benefit here tonight. And if you can do, you play the best 32 minutes you've played all season, and you look up at the scoreboard afterwards, and you see and you take your results from there. We'll take a break. A starting lineup's about to happen here in the Acadome. We'll come back and give you opening tip here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
The Acadome filling its way up for 3A AHSAA postseason basketball. And my goodness, do we have the environment? Do we have the contest for you here tonight? Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. At guard, a 6'3 senior wearing number one, the guy that does the dirty work, Mr. Gray Haley. At guard, a 6'3 senior, he wears number 10 with both orange shoes on tonight, Mr. 3 Willie, William Lyles. At guard, a 6'1 senior, Mr. Dependable, wears number 11, Parks Myers. At forward, a 6'3 senior, wearing number 22, physical inside, dependable on the glass, Cord Zellner. And at guard, a senior, wearing number 2, the three-level scorer, Mr. 2000, Hayden Harper. Montgomery Academy controls the opening tip, and we are underway here in the boys' Sweet 16 in the Central Regional Final. Montgomery Academy has it here right in front of us in the right wing. Now into the corner, almost knocked away by Parks Myers. It is off the hands of J.J. Jackson. It's Warrior basketball, and you can hear the Warrior faithful that made the trip. The Lee Scott Warriors in their road, Navy on Navy, the red stripe on either side, Warriors and the cursive script in red, the white trim on either side. Montgomery Academy in their home whites, Eagles and burgundy around the collarbones and down the jerseys as well. Lee Scott Academy has it with Parks Myers out by the volleyball line. Now to William Lyles. Gets the on-ball screen. Tries to work his way downhill. Gets cut off on the elbow. Gray Haley now physical down low. He gets cut off. Back into the hands of Hayden Harper on the right wing. Cord Zellner now gets it, tries to work his way down low. Kick back out. Gray Haley works his way down low. Right-handed layup, no, but he's fouled. And he'll head to the line to shoot a couple. They got that on Braden Gordon, the leading scorer for this MA squad. Somebody that Auburn, Alabama, Florida, Florida State, Kentucky are all trying to get to go play football for them next year. But a heck of an athlete, as you can see, and you will see here on the hardwood as well. Gray Haley can't knock down the first free throw. Second free throw is short. And Mason Ellis skies for the board. A minute gone by. Here in the battle of the academies, Montgomery Academy and Lee Scott doing battle. Basketball sits on the right wing right here in front of us. Ellis guarded by Parks Myers. Tough corner jumper is no good. Hayden Harper skies for the rebound. Nice physical defense from Parks Myers. Hayden Harper, crossover dribble, showing off the bag. Works his way through contact. Layup no good. Could have been an offensive foul. Instead, offensive rebounds. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it's MA basketball. Again, apologies saying it could have been, a defensive foul on the offensive rebound attempt, but a couple of decent looks for the Warriors, a couple of decent looks for the Eagles so far as well, but looking for our first points here tonight. Gordon looking to see if it comes on this near corner three. It's no good. Friendly, the offensive rebound, but the layup is blocked, and Gray Haley will walk it up the floor for Lee Scott Academy. Bounce pass to Parks Myers, tries to work his way inside. Bounce pass to William Lyles, skip pass Gray Haley, tries to get to the short corner, works his way underneath the basket. Cord Zellner out to three, Willie floater, no good. Ball tipped out, but still into the hands of Braden Gordon. Bounce pass to Mason Ellis, tries to work his way in transition. Nice defense, Hayden Harper, layup, no good. Gray Haley, and now the Warriors have numbers. Euro step, and Haley was hacked on the way up. Montgomery Academy wants a travel, but Gray Haley had his whole left arm grabbed where he couldn't take another step. I believe they got that on J.J. Jackson. Montgomery Academy, again, not very happy with the call. The head coach all the way out to the scorer's table trying to get a little bit of an explanation, but Gray Haley, who went 0-for-2 on his first trip, tries to respond, instead leaves that one short. Five and a half to play here in this first period between Montgomery Academy and Lee Scott Academy. And Gray Haley splits the pair. Warriors on the board first. That's 1-0. A defensive, physical game that you will expect for all 32-plus here this morning. Jackson has it now into the hands of the point guard, Mason Ellis. Now to Will Renfro. Motion offense. A little screen the screener. Down screen action for the Eagles. Trying to go to work. It's Ellis who spins his way back towards the middle of the floor. Left the floater short. And three Willie skies for the board. He'll walk the way up the floor. Gets it to Hayden Harper. And we'll set the offense. Screened by Zellner. Into the corner with Haley. Works his way into the paint. Now to William Lyles. Comes to the jump stop. The wild contest layup is no good. Able to get it back. Throws it up for a second chance. Can't get it to go. And into the hands of Braden Gordon. Warriors almost searching for a foul right now. Jackson works his way into the short corner. Kicks it all the way to Renfro. Right in front of the Warrior bench and a turnover into the hands of Parks Myers. Didn't like the numbers. He will slow things up right in front of half court. A wise, savvy move. Now he works his way down low. Left-handed layup, no. Tipped out into the hands of Jarrett Friendly. Now 3-on-2 for the Eagles. Right-handed layup is no good. Friendly's offensive putback is. Warriors slow getting back, expecting a make on the layup, and instead it turned into the easiest offensive putback that the 6'6 Jarrett Friendly will have all season. 2-1 is your score here halfway through this first quarter. Almost a steal. Ellis gambles. Instead, Harper now works his way down low and has his layup blocked out of bounds. It'll stay Warrior basketball, and halfway through this first period, here comes that substitution that you see. Harper stays on the floor, but Chapman Harris, Barrett Cook, Brooke Zachary, and Hollywood Watley check into the contest for Lee Scott Academy. Cook inbounds, gets it to Watley, now down low to Harper, but it's knocked away. Brooke Zachary now physicality, Watley now physical, trying to strip the basketball away, and a jump ball in favor of the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. So not necessarily a 50-50 ball one, but nobody's going to out-physical and out-hustle Brooke Zachary and Wyatt Watley when they're on the basketball floor. 4 minutes and 7 seconds gone by. The score, 2-1 in favor of the Eagles of Montgomery Academy. Inbounds pass goes to Chapman Harris. He's pushed from behind by Friendly. They don't blow the whistle. And after it was knocked out on Friendly, they give it to the Eagles. So Montgomery Academy now will walk the ball up the floor and set up in the half court. It's Mason Ellis between the legs, dribbling, guarded by Wyatt Watley. Watley forcing this Eagles team to start all the way out at the perimeter. Friendly kick out. Renfro near corner three. Left it short. Offensive rebound. No. Is ripped away by Barrett Cook. Nice strong rebound from Cookie. He works his way across the timeline. Almost loses it. Picks up his dribble. Tries to find Hayden Harper and does. Harper now tries to go to work on Friendly. Gets the screen from Brooke Zachary. Instead he backs away. Barrett Cook. Give and go with Chapman Harris. Jump fake. Blow by. And Chapman Harris lays it up and in with the strong left hand. Lee Scott Academy retakes the lead. 3-2 with 3 minutes to play here in this first quarter. Braden Gordon dribbling with a foul, has it knocked away, but from behind by Wyatt Whiteley, who then has it poked away right back. Eagles now have numbers if they want to use it. Mason Ellis has it on the right wing, and he traveled. A jab step and another jab step with the opposite foot. Didn't put the ball on the floor right here in front of us. It's Lee Scott Warrior basketball with 2:50 to play here in this first quarter. Wyatt Whiteley, Hayden Harper, and Chapman Harris all kind of bringing the ball up the floor for Lee Scott. It's with Hayden Harper, has it on the left wing. Has it knocked away, but into the hands of Brooke Zachary on the left wing. 2.5 to play in the first. Barrett Cook, backdoor cut, has it down low. Reverse layup is no good. Should have gone up the first time, but couldn't get it. Instead hesitated and left it strong. Friendly now tries to go to work. He's pushed off the perimeter. Renfro, catch and shoot three in the near corner this time. That one is long, and Whiteley skies for another board. Approaching 2 minutes to play here in this opening period. A couple of really good opportunities for both teams, but none of them finding the bottom of the net. Chapman Harris thought about the three instead. Pump fake comes to a jump stop right around the short corner and gets it back to Hayden Harper with 2 minutes to play in the first. Harper guarded by Gordon. Gets the off-ball screen. Harper now works his way in contact, or through contact. Kicks it out to Wyatt Whiteley. One more to Chapman Harris on the left wing. Spins his way back to the strong left hand. Lays it up. No. Brooke Zachary, offensive rebound. He has it stripped from behind, but it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay in favor of Lee Scott. Woo! As if you needed more energy here this morning. My goodness. Back and forth we go. Great looks on either end, but neither team being able to find the bottom of the net. 1:45 to play here in the first quarter. Lee Scott Academy with a 3-2 advantage. Gray Haley with one, Chapman Harris with two, and Jarrett Friendly with two. The only 5 points in the first 6-plus of this Central Regional Bracket Sweet 16. Harper, the trigger man, gets it out to Barrett Cook, has it on the right wing. Now to Brooke Zachary, who stands at the top. Hand off to Chapman Harris, now to Whiteley. We'll get a play call from Coach William Johnson. Bounce pass to Hayden Harper, who then gets the screen. Screen the screener and screen on the dribble handoffs. Whiteley got away with a walk. Chapman Harris back to Hayden Harper. Both of these defenses swallowing up the offenses so far in the first 7 minutes. Barrett Cook works his way down low, lowers his shoulder, couldn't get the layup to go. And Friendly with the defensive rebound, then loses it out of bounds. Hollywood Whiteley then gets up into the grill. Only goes to about the Eagles on Jarrett Friendly's chest, but you know that Whiteley's not backing away from any challenge. It's Warrior basketball following the 50-50 effort. Brooke Zachary gets the inbound, works his way down low. Right-handed layup is blocked by Jarrett Friendly. There is that 6-6 frame, but then he loses it out of bounds. It's Lee Scott Warrior ball. And you can hear the energy picking up right now for Lee Scott Academy. For those that made the hour drive with us, a whiteout here in the Acadome. 60 seconds to play. The Warriors lead is one. It's only 3-2, but my goodness, the energy on the floor would tell you it's anything but. And now a timeout on the floor by the officials, I believe, as he lost his shoe. So we'll reset with 52.4. They'll throw it back to the backcourt with Hayden Harper, who brings it up with 50 seconds to play in the first quarter. Backdoor cut. Chapman Harris lays it in with the left hand. Chapman Harris now 4 points in the first quarter, and the Warriors lead is 3. They lead it 5-2. 40 seconds to play here in this opening frame. J.J. Jackson gets to the free throw line and will back things back out with Mason Ellis. Right back to Jackson. Short corner, kick out into the hands of Gordon. Now Ellis, guarded by Whiteley, goes over the screen. Jackson now has it stripped from behind. Then they're going to get Brooke Zachary on a reach-in foul. He doesn't agree. And Ellis now on the floor, writhing in pain, holding that left shoulder that already has a brace on it. He's slowly able to get up under his own power. The trainer makes her way onto the floor. Hopefully just a stinger for Mason Ellis, but because of time being stopped, he'll have to make his way over to the bench. The foul should be on the floor. Montgomery Academy is trying to set up as if they're shooting free throws. It was definitely a reach-in foul. But because an injury for MA, they send their best free throw shooter to the free throw line where he misses the first. If the free throw shooter cannot shoot because of an injury, Lee Scott then gets to pick the free throw shooter. As Jack Fouque checks in for Hayden Harper for the final 20 seconds of the first quarter. And Renfro able to split the pair. It's 5-3. Chapman Harris gets the inbound. 17 seconds to play. He's blitzed at half court. Outlet pass. Tip out Watley and loses it out of bounds. Coach William Johnson fuming over on the far sideline, knowing the athleticism of this Montgomery Academy team. You're not going to be able to make the lob skip pass. So Jarrett Friendly with 10 seconds to play looks up at the shot clock. Tries to break down his defender. Gets it to Jackson. Now back to Friendly. Catch and shoot. Right wing three off the side of the rim. Chapman Harris skies for the board. And that is how the first quarter comes to a close. We talked about the defensive physicality that we saw back in late November. You're seeing that once again, this time in the Sweet 16. 8 minutes down, only 8 points scored. Lee Scott Academy 5, Montgomery Academy 3. We're back in 30 seconds with the start of the second quarter right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
You're going to see physical toughness tested. You're going to see mental toughness tested. You're going to see endurance tested here. 5-3. 8 minutes gone by. And the start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Lee Scott 5, Montgomery Academy 3. And a reminder that the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Parks Myers almost gets a steal. He's on the floor. Warriors able to get it right back. A very quick whistle for a jump ball. But the possession arrow is in favor of Lee Scott. So works just like a turnover. Parks Myers and Cord Zellner diving on the floor. And being rewarded so, stealing another possession here to get this second quarter started. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, having a blast inside the Acadome. 8 minutes down, only 8 points scored. Hayden Harper tries to change that with a catch-and-shoot three. He left it short. Ball almost knocked out of bounds, but saved by the long arms of Mason Ellis. And he'll walk the ball up the floor, guarded by Gray Haley. 40 seconds gone by. He now works with a little stutter and works his way into the paint. And a nice hang and a floater is good. Ties the game at 5. Gray Haley on the left wing. Now William Lyles, his catch-and-shoot three off the front of the rim. A couple of settles here early in the second quarter. And Mason Ellis now in transition. Should be a charge. Oh, man, they're going to call a blocking foul as Parks Myers tried to set his feet. Not sure if he was able to do so. And Ellis, who gets up slowly. That's Myers' first here tonight. And J.J. Jackson will step to the line to shoot a couple. Not sure the Warriors attempted a three in the first quarter. They've attempted two here in the second, and they've led to runouts. And the first free throw from Jackson is good. You almost feel like contested threes that lead to long rebounds. Almost like mental errors, walks, and hit by pitches in baseball. They don't go down as errors in the score sheet, but you feel like it. With long run outs, rebounds on missed threes. As Jackson goes 2-for-2 from the stripe, William Lyles works his way down low, has it stripped, but a reach-in foul called from the trailing official. And that brings the Eagles' frustration back in. That's J.J. Jackson. I believe that's his second, if that was the foul called on him. As he makes his way to the bench, number 22, Caleb Miles subs in. Harper, the trigger man for the Warriors, gets it out to 3-Willie right around half court. Lyles, guarded by Gordon, lowers the shoulder, comes to a jump stop. Bounce pass to Hayden Harper, works his way into the short corner. Kick back out, William Lyles, catch and shoot triple, is well too strong. And Friendly, after a bounce from the basketball, grabs it around his knees. Jump stop in transition, and the floater from Ellis is no good. Fights for the offensive rebound, couldn't get it. Ripped around, away by Gray Haley. Hayden Harper now in transition, lays it up and in with the right hands. The first points for Hayden Harper come at the 6-10 mark in the second quarter, and the Warriors have tied it once again at 7. 6 minutes to play in the second quarter, a touchdown apiece. Ellis guarded by Parks Myers. Warriors switching everything outside the perimeter. Friendly now guarded by Gray Haley. He wants the ISO ball, works his way down low, and the fadeaway just inside the free throw line is good. Friendly now with 4 points here tonight. Haley now gets it to William Lyles. Warriors going to have to hustle to get it across half court. They're able to do so with a second or two to spare. Dribble handoff to Hayden Harper. Works his way through contact. Throws it up with the left hand. My goodness, acrobatics for Hayden Harper. A little look at the left hand. And maybe the lids coming off the baskets here in the second quarter. It's 9-9, 3 minutes into the second. Friendly gets it back out to Mason Ellis. He works his way through contact and throws it away. If I didn't have a pen and a clipboard in my hand, I would have made the grab. But instead, the turnover nonetheless. And Lee Scott, with 5 minutes to play in the second quarter, has a chance to reclaim the lead. We're tied at 9 after 11 minutes of basketball. Parks Myers right back to Hayden Harper. Now Gray Haley, William Lyles right in front of the MA bench. Back to Zellner. Warrior ball movement coming to life here in this second quarter. Lyles tried to get it to Hayden Harper on the backdoor cut, but it was late. Renfro the steal. Now works his way in the half court. Gets it to Gordon. Now works his way. Kick out. Jared Friendly catch and shoot three. Got it. Paint touches for this MA team. Now in transition, Parks Myers has to fight through a lot of contact. Gray Haley now works his way through the perimeter, works his way down low, comes to a jump stop, spins his way back left, left-handed layup, no good, and Friendly, another board. Ellis now in transition, spins his way through contact, no whistle, but able to physically kiss it off the left window. And just like that, a 5-0 run for MA. And now you hear their student section for one of the first times here this morning. A timeout on the floor by Coach William Johnson. A 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The Eagles outscoring Lee Scott Academy 11-4. Here in this second quarter, 14-9 is where we sit halfway through this second quarter. And the subs work their way back onto the floor for the Lee Scott Warriors. It's Watley, Harper, Zachary, Cook, and Harris. The 5 in Navy for Lee Scott Academy. Harper the inbound right back to Watley. Now to Brooke Zachary. Works his way. Lowers his shoulder. Has nowhere to go. Has it stripped. Zachary able to get it back. Tries to get it outletted to Hayden Harper, but instead into the hands of Mason Ellis. Now 2-on-2. Could be a travel. Layup no good, but a late whistle is called. Ellis tried to go to the jump stop, but didn't land with 2 feet. which you don't see called very often, but when you pick it up and go to a gather, that second and a half or third gather step has to land on 2 feet. Otherwise, those steps count as 3 and 4. Got away with one, and now have a chance to extend the lead with 2 at the free throw line. 3:46 to play here in this second quarter. The Warriors have found themselves on the offensive end, getting stuck in the short corner, almost in no man's land in the half court. And it's led to a couple of turnovers here in the second quarter. The first free throw from Ellis is good. He now has 5, all 5 coming in this second quarter. Make it 6. So now a touchdown lead for Montgomery Academy, 16-9, 3.5 to play in the second quarter. Watley will bring the ball across the floor. They're standing on the Hornet logo at Alabama State, and a whistle on the dribble handoff with Hayden Harper. That's going to be a soft foul called on Will Renfro. I don't disagree with the whistle, but with everything you've seen play on, you feel like it's a worthy argument for the head coach of the Eagles asking what he wants to see. Hollywood catch and shoot 3. He got it. Wyatt Watley off the assist and the feed from Hayden Harper. Warriors trim the lead to 4. Friendly now works his way down low. Dribble handoff with Gordon. Jumper is no good. Gordon asking for a foul. The Warrior student section letting him hear about the air ball. 16-12. Hayden Harper now through contact in transition. Harper begging for a whistle. Hayden Harper's not going to air ball a layup. And now Mason Ellis shows off the speed with the ball and the vertical. He lays it in with the left hand. Lead back to 6 for the Eagles. Brooke Zachary almost has it stripped. Watley will reset the offense with 2.5 to play in the second quarter. MA 18, Lee Scott 12. Hayden Harper almost has it stripped. And Wyatt Watley runs into the official. And because of that, it's going to be a turnover for Lee Scott Academy. It's going to be MA basketball. A frustrating first 4.5 minutes of this second quarter for the Lee Scott Warriors. Going to have to find a way to salvage a little bit of momentum as you feel like it's beginning to lean its way towards the Eagles. Ellis tries to add to it. Catch and shoot 3. Can't rattle it home. Brooke Zachary skies for the board and throws it away. Gray Haley will sub in for Zachary. Paxton Hagler now has it. Gets it to Gordon. Works his way through contact. Shows off the physicality. Shows off the finesse. All on the same play. Lays it up and in at the rim. It's 20-12. In favor of the Eagles. 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Lee Scott had the energy after 1. It's been all Eagles here in the second. Chapman Harris thought about the 3. Instead, works his way to the free throw line and a strip foul. No, they're going to call an offensive foul. That's horrendous. They're going to say that Chapman Harris extended the arm. If anything, he's trying to avoid the swipe down. And the defender lost his balance. My goodness. Now the Eagles look to push. Catch and shoot here in the near corner. Can't knock it down. Offensive rebound, and the layup is good. Renfro, his first field goal here tonight. He has 3. And out to a 10-point lead for the Eagles. Warriors going to have to find something on the offensive end, and now a makeup physicality call on Hayden Harper. The veteran, savvy move from the senior Hayden Harper. You get frustrated on what could have been a foul or what wasn't a foul. You drive it down low and force them to blow the whistle on the ensuing possession. And off the inbounds pass, Barrett Cook layup goes plus the foul. And Barrett Cook, not necessarily somebody to show a whole lot of emotion, but after laying it up and in, turns and flexes the muscles and lets out a little scream as he heads to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. 22-14. If you're Lee Scott, win these final 77 seconds. Work your way back and regroup in the second half. The free throw well short. Lee Scott, only a 60% free throw shooting team as a whole, playing under that percentage here tonight. And Jarrett Friendly now works his way down low. Layup, no, but he's fouled. That's going to be Barrett Cook, his second. And with 107, Jarrett Friendly tries to get those 2 points right back. First free throw is no good. William Lyles will sub in for Barrett Cook. .107 to play here in the second quarter. The second free throw from Friendly barely grazes the front of the rim. 22-14, 60 seconds to play. A bucket, a stop, and a bucket for Lee Scott to end the half would do wonders for the confidence. Hayden Harper directing the offense, gets it to Haley, right back to Harper on the left wing. Now William Lyles back to the top of the floor. Harris now thought about the three. Out to Lyles, who tries to work his way down low. Thought about the step back three, and Mason Ellis jumps in the passing lane, and the left-handed layup is good. Mason Ellis now has 10 here in this second quarter, and the lead is 10 for the Eagles. William Lyles gets to the free throw line. Kick out, Watley, catch and shoot three. Gotta have it. Left it short. Long rebound is fought for by Friendly. And the Eagles now look to hold for the final possession of this second quarter. 10 seconds to play. Very close to a 10-second violation. Gordon has it, guarded by Harper. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Step back, three on the right wing is too strong. Offensive rebound, Friendly. Turnaround jumper is no good. And that is how the first half will come to a close. Lee Scott Academy won the physicality battle in the first, but MA dominated that battle here in the second, and they take a 10-point lead into the halftime break. 16 minutes down, and when we come back, we'll get you underway with the start of the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. 24-14 as the Lee Scott cheerleaders make the floor. We'll talk about it, talk about stats and what the Warriors need to do in the second half when we come back. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
A defensive slugfest through 16 minutes of play here in the Sweet 16 on the campus of Alabama State inside Dunn Oliver Acadome. Here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, Christian Griffin bringing you all of today's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app, we appreciate you for tuning in and for your support of Lee Scott Academy Basketball. We welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 24-14 is your score through 16 minutes of play. Montgomery Academy with a 10-point lead and really have turned up the physicality on the defensive end of the floor. Did the Eagles in that second quarter, led to a couple of runouts, led to a couple of really nice runs that Lee Scott has to find a way to respond and to eliminate, or at worst, to match on the offensive end of the floor. You had a couple of turnovers that led to outlets. You had also had a couple of long threes that led to long rebounds out beyond the free throw line, out beyond the three-point line, that led to those easy runouts. And that is one thing that you cannot have if you're Lee Scott Academy, just the speed and the athleticism of Montgomery Academy. Halftime stats tonight are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Starting with the Eagles of Montgomery Academy, again, who lead it 24-14 at the halftime break. J.J. Jackson with two. Braden Gordon with two. Will Renfro has three. Jarrett Friendly has seven. Five of those coming in the second quarter. But the main player for this MA team in the second quarter, Mason Ellis, has 10 and had all 10 in that second quarter. Really took over doing the point guard duties, took over with the aggressiveness, getting paint touches, and if nobody picked him up or if he realized that he had the numbers, taking it on over or through contact, found his way to the free throw line a couple of times. He leads all scorers here tonight with 10 points. For the Lee Scott Academy Warriors, it was Chapman Harris who had the first 4 points, or four, the first 5 points, rather, for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Gray Haley has one. Wyatt Watley knocked down a far corner three early in the second quarter. He has three. Barrett Cook has two in there as well. And Hayden Harper only with four at the half as well. That's something that Lee Scott has to gotta figure out. Gotta find ways to get shots for your open shooters. Find ways, find lanes for Hayden Harper to try and work his way down low. You can see they're not going to be overly whistle-friendly down low. Both teams have gotten away with a lot of contact, only blowing the whistle when it feels like there needs to be a whistle. But anytime you have any sort of hesitation, they are allowing a play on so far through these first 16 minutes. Montgomery Academy with a 24-14 lead as we are continuing on in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Looking at some of the team stats on the sheet that I was just given, Lee Scott only 6 of 24 from the field. They are 1 of 5 from deep and 1 of 5 from the free throw line. Not necessarily friendly factors on that side of things. The rebounding line is not quite where it would be a concern. Again, that was one of our keys to the game, is do not let this rebounding category tell you the entire story. Do not let it dictate to where you look up and it's, oh, okay, well, yeah, when you look at the rebounding category, everything makes sense. Montgomery Academy is leading that category, only 20-16. So a lot of one and dones, 9 total offensive rebounds, but 36 total rebounds in the contest. A lot of one and dones, a lot of interior, again, physicality, forcing these teams to shoot really tough mid-range jumpers or contested threes that have led to a lot of these rebounds as well. 7 turnovers for the Eagles, 10 for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Only 1 assist for Montgomery Academy. And again, a lot of iso ball, but right now with the athleticism they saw in that second quarter, rather, you wouldn't be surprised if you continue to see that work its way in the second quarter. Again, 5 assists for the Lee Scott Warriors, 2 steals, 1 block, but again, 5 steals for Montgomery Academy, and a lot of those live ball turnovers that led to really easy looks for Montgomery Academy. It was a 5-3 lead for Lee Scott Academy after 1. Montgomery Academy outscored Lee Scott 21-9 in that second quarter. So hopefully some adjustments can be made as both teams make their way back onto the floor, and we'll take our final break here on the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports. Come back and talk about what this Lee Scott team needs to do to salvage a 10-point comeback and watch their season continue here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report right after this here on Tiger Country 104.5.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's Glue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Lee Scott Academy basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5.
Both teams with their final shots before the start of the second half, and we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports. And one more time, remind you that the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Sounds rather elementary because it takes points to win basketball games, but Lee Scott has got to find a way to salvage offensive opportunities. You've had a bunch of really good looks. A couple times you've settled, and that is when Montgomery Academy has had the opportunity to get out and run. If Lee Scott can find the bottom of the net, force Montgomery Academy to take the ball out of the net, inbound the basketball, allow Lee Scott to either set up a little bit of pressure or just inbound and walk their way up the floor, you feel like it's going to build a little bit more confidence, a little bit more success. You feel like the free throw line is not going to be a major factor in this contest. But that and rebounding, especially defensively, forced this Montgomery Academy team to one and dones on their side of the floor. Inbounds pass goes to Montgomery Academy. Braden Gordon has it down low. Now gets it to Friendly. Left-handed layup is swatted by Cord Zellner. Harper tried to save it, tried throwing it off of an Eagle, but they're able to save it. Outlet pass goes to Ellis, who stepped on the baseline, or possibly the sideline over in the far corner. It's Lee Scott Warrior basketball. Apologies, there were 2 or 3 whistles from all the officials. All for a jersey being untucked. 24-14 Montgomery Academy with a 10-point lead here 30 seconds into the third quarter. And one thing that Lee Scott has done really well all season long is coming out of the halftime break with a nice run and building momentum. You'll see if they do so here in this third quarter. Gray Haley works his way down low, spins his way on the block, but has it rejected by Jared Friendly. Again, the 6'6 frame, the paint patroller, averages a double-double for this Montgomery Academy squad. Harper gets the inbounds out to Haley at the top of the key. And tries to get it to Hayden Harper, but throws it well over his head. Right to Max Scheiber, who was sitting on the Warrior bench. So teams trade turnovers in the first 52 seconds of this third quarter. A reminder that the second half action of today's game is presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. Mason Ellis showing off the bag work a little bit. Turnaround, or I guess rather a transition jumper, is good, and Parks Myers responds right away following a nice off-ball screen from Cord Zellner. 26-16, 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Gordon now works his way down low, works his way to the left elbow, spins his way back towards the middle of the floor, goes up strong. Hayden Harper is pleading that he jumps straight up. They're going to get Hayden Harper. That's his first personal foul, and Gordon steps to the line for two. Gordon, the leading scorer for this Montgomery Academy squad, averages right around 14 a contest. Was quiet in the first half, only had two. Has a chance to double that here at the free throw line. The first one is good, as is the second. So back to a 10-point lead for Montgomery Academy. And almost a steal on the inbounds, a lazy pass inward from William Lyles. Ellis almost was able to steal it from Hayden Harper before it got to his hands. Lyles now can't run the floor. Bounce pass to Harper. Harper has to lower his shoulder just to work through contact to get the ball inbounded. Harper now through contact. Right-handed layup is good, plus the foul. And Hayden Harper, arms to the heavens, saying thank you. With all the contact that Harper's had to work through, Harper now with a chance at three. With one coming at the line. And the free throw is good. Harper now up to seven here tonight. The lead is trimmed to nine. 2 minutes gone by here in this third quarter. Warriors going to have a couple runs of a bucket, a stop, and a bucket. We'll see if that can start with the Hayden Harper and one. Mason Ellis, who has 12 here tonight, patrolling the offense. He has it in the far corner, guarded by Cord Zellner. Now the nice switch with William Lyles, swinging around the perimeter. Skip pass to the far corner. Gordon thought about the three. Nice defense that time by Zellner, not allowing him to get into the short corner. Ellis now guarded by William Lyles, clapping his hands, but a crossover dribble. And Mason Ellis continues his hot work in the paint. Gets another bucket to go. Zellner, catch and shoot. Hayden Harper, three, no, but he's fouled. And he'll head to the line for a couple, and Harper with a little words for Mason Ellis, who is too greedy, trying to block the shot from Harper. That's his second here tonight. Tonight is in 11:15 and still in the morning. First free throw from Hayden is good. And Hayden matches his first half total here in the third. He's up to eight. Second free throw finds the bottom of the net as well. The third and final free throw. That one can't rattle home. Friendly skies for the rebound. Braden Gorton gets the basketball, outlet pass, and a three-pointer from J.J. Jackson is good. A timeout on the floor by Montgomery Academy. A full timeout. We will take one with them. 5:23 to play here in the third quarter. Jabs thrown by either team. And a big right hook with a right wing three from J.J. Jackson brings the lead right back to 12 for the Eagles. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball on Tiger Country 104.5 is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
5:23 remaining in the third quarter here in the Sweet 16 Battle of the Academies. Montgomery Academy and Lee Scott doing battle here inside the Acadome at Alabama State. Chapman Harris checks into the contest for the Lee Scott Warriors. Harper brings the ball up the floor. Parks Myers has it at the top of the key. Now Harris, Haley in the short corner, works his way right now back to the left. Layup, no good. Tip-in is right there, and Cord Zellner cleans it up at the rim. Lead back to 10, and now Lee Scott applying a little bit of pressure on the inbounds. And now we'll back up into their half-court defense. Friendly guarded by Hayden Harper. Now Jackson, who just knocked down a three. And now between the legs dribbling is Mason Ellis, trying to size up Gray Haley. Swing pass to Jackson, who just knocked down a three, knocks down another one. Not sure why the sag off is there. Harper gets the on-ball screen, works his way down low, lays it up, and can't get the layup to go, but a blocking foul is called. I think the Warriors might have gotten away with one. It was Jackson who didn't necessarily have his feet completely set, but one of the referees actually was pointing down to the cylinder, which isn't usually there in high school basketball, but playing on a college gym. We'll send Hayden Harper to the line where he knocks down the first. Barrett Cook and Wyatt Watley check in for the Warriors with 4:24 left in the third. Harper goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. He has 7 here in the third, but you look up at the scoreboard and the Warriors have lost the points from what it was at halftime. It was 10, it's now 11, thanks to the back-to-back threes from J.J. Jackson. Ellis now swing pass. Three-pointer for Renfro is no good. Would have been 9 straight from behind the arc. Instead, a nice rebound for the Warriors. Hayden Harper clears out the defense, gets it to Chapman Harris, who has it at the top of the key. Picks up the dribble, fakes the backdoor cut, right back into the hands of Hayden Harper, who goes against the screen from Watley, behind the back dribble, spins his way back through contact, and a reach-in foul from Will Renfro. He doesn't agree with it. Neither does the fan base of Montgomery Academy, but oh, wow, they're going to get J.J. Jackson, rather. Apologies. That's his 4th. So J.J. Jackson now has to work his way to the bench. And a big thing right here, Lee Scott Academy, bonus free throws for the final 3:49 with any common foul. Harris gets the inbound, going to work on Renfro, gets the screen from Zellner. Kick out Barrett Cook as Harris falls to the floor. Step in three from Barrett Cook is no good. A rebound with the Eagles, and Jarrett Friendly tries to push in transition. Ellis has it, short corner, tough 15-foot jumper is good. Mason Ellis with 16 here tonight. After a scoreless first, he's taken over the contest. Hayden Harper now works his way through contact. Jab step, right-handed layup, no. But he's fouled and will head right back to the free throw line to shoot a couple. And Hayden Harper is rolling in pain underneath the basket. Tried to make his way to the bench. He's holding that right ankle. And he's on the floor right by the Warrior bench. 3:16 to play here in the third. It's a 13-point lead for Montgomery Academy, and Hayden Harper was fouled. And he's on the floor, and we're going to take a break. 3:16 to play. We'll be back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
This is the home of Lee Scott Academy basketball, Tiger Country 104.5.
Tears being held back from the face of Hayden Harper as he can't put any pressure on that right ankle. He has to limp his way off the floor, unable to put any pressure on his right ankle. He was heading to the free throw line to shoot a couple. And so Brooke Zachary, who just checked in, is going to shoot free throws. Is this a... is this an MA decision? Because in the first quarter, we saw their best player unable to shoot free throws, and because of that, they got to pick who they wanted, but it's MA who sends Brooke Zachary to the free throw line, so... I'd be lying if I said I knew any sort of explanation for that. 38-25 is the Montgomery Academy lead as Brooke Zachary splits the pair. Warriors now setting up a little on-ball pressure here in the backcourt. Friendly. Crossover dribble works his way through Barrett Cook and turns it over. Brooke Zachary now trying to go coast to coast, almost has it stripped away. Watley catch and shoot three right in front of us. He falls to the floor. No whistle. The ball goes out of bounds. And now the teams having to be separated a little bit. Whatley had his heels clipped and didn't land. But the referee turned when Whatley was just on the floor. Jobs not the ball, watch the three-pointer. Friendly tries to bring the ball up the floor. Has it stripped away by William Lyles. Lyles now has it. Thought about the three in front of the bench. Chapman Harris now at the top of the key. Behind the back dribble. Right back to Lyles. Barrett Cook has it right here in front of me on the right wing. And he'll back things back out to the top of the key. He's going to pull it from three. Can't get it to go off the front of the rim. Ball almost knocked out of bounds but saved by Caleb Miles. Friendly now having to go to work on a couple of Warriors and turns it over once again. A steal by Chapman Harris. And Chapman Harris rolls his ankle, tries to slip, and the layup is blocked out of bounds. It fires up the Montgomery Academy bench. And now a couple of the Eagles stand over Chapman Harris. Lee Scott asking for some sort of foul, a technical possibly. And Montgomery Academy is going to take a timeout to try and calm the emotions. Both fan bases trying to will their team right now. It's a 12-point lead for Montgomery Academy and three straight turnovers for the Eagles, but Lee Scott Academy has not been able to benefit. ...38-26 with 2:15 to play. It was a first half that flew by, had a lot of flow, a lot of tempo so far in this third quarter. The foul counts have made their way a little bit more imminent. Again, Lee Scott Academy shooting bonus free throws for the final 2:16. And a standing ovation from the student section as Hayden Harper muscles his way back onto the floor, or to the bench rather, has both shoes on. And we're going to try and see if number two can give it a go. 2:10 to play. Harris works his way down low. Kick out Barrett Cook for three off the front of the rim. Cook able to grab the offensive rebound. Was hit in the face. No whistle. Kick out William Lyles for three. Warriors need it, and they can't get it. But a pushing foul. They're going to call over the back. They called the foul on Hayden Harper, who is not in the basketball game. And what should be a travel now turns into a foul on the inbounds on Mason Ellis. They're going to say that he stepped on the foot of William Lyles coming down. And frustration building just a little bit here for the Warriors. Only the third team foul on Lee Scott here in the third, but man, you feel like a third quarter that just has not gone in favor of Lee Scott Academy. And now Wyatt Whatley gets a poke steal from behind, has a little bit of emotion that feeds right into the MA bench or student section. Mason Ellis gets the inbound in the front court. Guarded by Wyatt Whatley. 1:40 to play here in the third quarter. Gordon. Now a catch and shoot three is no good. Barrett Cook. Long rebound. Now works his way in transition. Reverse layup. Couldn't get it to go. Tried to avoid the contact. And the Warriors cannot buy a bucket here in the back half of this third quarter. Gordon now works in transition. Friendly throws it down with two hands. And now a timeout I believe, by one of the officials as Ellis. Was holding his eye. So he will now make his way back to the bench. And Paxton Hegler will check in. A 14-point lead now for Montgomery Academy. 80 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Watley gets the dribble handoff to Harris. Now out to Brooke Zachary. Now Barrett Cook. Dribble handoff with Zachary. Now to Lyles. Warriors trying to find something on the offensive end. Chapman Harris thought about the three. Has it on the right wing. Loses it. And the ball tipped away into the backcourt. Gives numbers for Lee Scott Academy. Barrett Cook catch and shoot three. Warriors need it and they got it. Timeout Lee Scott. A big time three for 23 in Navy. Trims the lead to 11 with 42.1 to play here in the third quarter. A 30-second timeout. We will keep it with you right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The third quarter feel like it's taken as much time as the first two combined did. And still not over with it yet. We've said it a couple times here tonight. Warriors going to have to find a way. A bucket, a stop, and a bucket to get a run, to crawl back into this contest and trim the lead. We'll see if a Barrett Cook three from the left wing can be the one to do so. Hayden Harper halfway through this third quarter. Worked his way down low, right-handed layup. Couldn't get it to go, but was fouled and rolled from almost underneath the rim to the Lee Scott Warrior bench, unable to put any pressure on the right ankle. So Lee Scott Academy trying to rally without their leader. As Braden Gordon brings the ball across half court. And it appears that Montgomery Academy will hold for the final shot of the third quarter. Despite a turnover given by the Warriors. 18 seconds to play. Gordon has it. A poke steal almost from behind by Lyles. Turns into a reach-in foul on Brooke Zachary. And that is the fifth team foul on Lee Scott Academy in the third quarter. That will lead to bonus free throws, and Coach William Johnson holds his arms up in frustration as the one thing you could not do was give this Eagles team free points at the line. First free throw from Caleb Miles is no good. Second free throw from Miles. Sits on the front of the rim but can't go down. 10 seconds to play for the Warriors. They get an unconventional stop. Lyles now works his way through contact. Lays it up and in with the right hand. The lead is trimmed to 9. 2 seconds, 1 second. Gordon's half-court jumper is no good. And now the Lee Scott momentum works its way into the student section. We're through three here at the Acadome on the campus of Alabama State. 40-31 in favor of the Eagles of Montgomery Academy, but a 5-0 run for the Lee Scott Warriors ends the third quarter. And don't you go anywhere. We're back with the start of the fourth quarter right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5.
Love
our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Three quarters down. One more to try and continue your season. And the cheers that you hear right now, guess who? Hayden Harper makes his way back onto the floor. Harper had seven in that third quarter before going down. Warriors trail by nine. But a 5-0 run to end the third quarter. Hayden Harper back on the floor for Coach William Johnson and Lee Scott Academy. He has it on the left wing. Out to Cord Zellner, who almost turns it over. But right back into the hands of Parks Myers. He can dribble if he wants to. And now gets it to William Lyles, and he'll cross half court. And a chaotic 20 seconds, but you'll reset as if nothing happens. Lyles comes to a jump stop. Gets it to Gray Haley, who gets cut off. Loses it out of bounds. And it's Eagle basketball. As Parks Myers almost steals the inbounds pass. It's knocked out of bounds. Very close to being Warrior basketball. And, man, a lot of contact that you've seen. Teams wondering what is and what is not a foul here in this fourth quarter. Friendly. Kick to Gordon on the right wing. Thought about the three. Instead, we'll back things up and eat a little bit of clock. A nine-point lead for the Eagles. 40 seconds gone by here in the fourth quarter. Running left-handed floater from Mason Ellis. Man, it's pretty. Ellis was held scoreless at the end of the first quarter. Had 10 in the second, 6 in the third, and now 2 here to start the fourth quarter. The lead back to 11. Haley has it. Beyond the right wing, gets the screen from Zellner. Now the dribble handoff to Hayden Harper. Harper now tries to work his way through contact, comes to a jump stop, able to kiss it off the window. Hayden Harper is back. And back-to-back buckets by either team. Gordon now Euro step in transition. And another really tough bucket for the Eagles. Every time the Warriors try and work their way back into the contest. So far tonight, M.A. has had an answer on the offensive end of the floor. Harper has it with a visible limp out beyond the three-point line. Lyles now works his way down low. Right-handed layup, no, but he is fouled. And he'll head to the charity stripe for a couple. William Lyles, a quiet night, was scoreless in the first half. Had two in the third. Looking to try and get a couple more here early in the fourth. The first free throw was good. Wyatt Watley will sub in for Hayden Harper. A 10-point lead for the MA Eagles. Exactly what you saw at halftime. Lyles goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. Warriors pressing right now, but gambling, which has led to transition, leads to Ellis, and he loses it on the way up. But a reach-in foul. They're going to get Wyatt Watley, and no argument there from Hollywood. That's his second personal foul. And again, right on cue, what we talked about here early in this fourth quarter. A bucket by Lee Scott, a bucket by M.A., a stop by Lee Scott, a stop by M.A., free throws for Lee Scott, and now two free throws for M.A. Chapman Harris and Brooke Zach, Barrett Cook will sub in for Parks Myers and Gray Haley. It's an easier challenge said than done, but man, force the ball out of Mason Ellis's hands. Force somebody else to beat you here in these final 6 minutes. Second free throw was no good, and a free throw violation as the free throw went in. But Ellis, the momentum carried him over the stripe, and they're not going to reward him with the second. So back to a 10-point game for the Eagles. 6 minutes even to play here in the Sweet 16 contest. The battle of the academies. Dribble handoff to William Lyles. Now Chapman Harris. Now Barrett Cook. Back to Harris. Thought about the three. Instead, we'll take the floater. Couldn't get it to go. And Friendly will sky for the rebound up around the rim. Able to get it into the hands of Ellis. Left-handed pass to Gordon. Now to the corner. Back to Gordon. Bullies his way through the middle of the floor. Referees letting him play on the first time, but not the second. They're going to get Cord Zellner. Man, he's trying to plead his case. He's getting barreled into. And the first time they let it play, but even more contact the second time, and they call it on the defender. Gordon leaves the first well short. And Hayden Harper, although limping and struggling, here as we near the afternoon at Alabama State University, will sub in for Cord Zellner. Second free throw from Gordon. He leaves that one short as well. But an offensive rebound, a brutal one for the Eagles. And they'll be able to run a little bit more clock off as they lead by 10. 45-35. Approaching 5 minutes to play here in the contest. Gordon works his way through contact. Muscles it up, muscles it in. And the foul. And the foul's on Chapman Harris. That's his third personal. That is the third team foul for Lee Scott here in the third quarter. Gordon missed both free throws, but an offensive rebound turns into a bucket and another free throw, and he converts. So Braden Gordon now with five here in this fourth quarter. William Lyles tries to push his way through contact in transition, gets the foul called on Jarrett Friendly, and William Lyles will now head to the line to shoot a couple. First free throw from Lyles is good. Brooke Zachary and Parks Myers sub in for Lee Scott Academy. Hayden, knowing that he's a liability right now on the defensive end of the floor, they're almost playing a little half-court game, subbing him in for offense, subbing him out for defense. In transition, it's number 22, Caleb Miles, who extends the arm, doesn't get called for the foul, and lays it in with the right hand. Very similar to what you saw on Chapman Harris earlier in the contest. Parks Myers now gets to the strong left hand, goes to a jump stop. William Lyles maybe got away with a travel, works his way through contact, and he's now fouled. They're going to get Braden Gordon on a very light whistle. That's Gordon's second here tonight, and William Lyles trying to take over this contest at the free throw line, heads back for a couple more. Knocks down the front end. Gray Haley and now Hayden Harper back into the contest. Coach William Johnson, ultimate platooning here in this fourth quarter. It's a 13-point lead for Montgomery Academy. Make it 12 as Lyles now has five here in the fourth. Watley is going to guard Mason Ellis coast to coast. He brings the ball up the floor. Now gets it to Jarrett Friendly. Now to Braden Gordon. He'll set the offense on the right wing. Now right back into the hands of Ellis, who's double teamed. Warriors going to have to force a couple of turnovers because right now MA is perfectly content with eating a little bit of clock. Gordon works his way down low, comes to a jump stop, leaves the floater short. Ball knocked around right back to Gordon, and the second chance opportunity is good. Gordon hasn't been the best player tonight, but generally the best player on the floor for Montgomery Academy taking over here in this fourth quarter. He has seven. William Lyles, hand off to Wyatt Watley, and the reverse layup is good. Watley now with five here in the contest, and a 30-second timeout called by Coach William Johnson. We're keeping it right here with you on Tiger Country 104.5. 52-40 is the Montgomery Academy lead over the Lee Scott Warriors. And frustrating right now for, again, Lee Scott Academy. You get a bucket, but then give up a bucket. You get a stop, but then Montgomery Academy gets a stop. You feel like you've just traded whatever your result was on the offensive end of the floor with the same results on the defensive end of the floor. And because of that, the lead still sits at 12. Halfway through this fourth quarter, Friendly inbounds to Ellis. There's three Warriors trying to get the ball away from him into the hands of Jackson. Now Gordon, his catch and shoot three. An ill-advised shot, can't get it to go, but the offensive rebound with Jarrett Friendly after lowering the shoulder into Chapman Harris is good. Harper limps his way into the front court. The screen from Haley. Bounce pass to Harris. He tries to go to work on the left wing. Has it ripped away by Braden Gordon. And a foul now called on Montgomery Academy. That's the third on Braden Gordon. But, man, that came two or three dribbles after Braden Gordon was running the other way. And I think it was the right call, but the delay builds frustration for both squads. Inbound to Chapman Harris. Hand off to William Lyles. Almost has it stolen. Guarded by Ellis. Pass to Chapman Harris. His catch and shoot three. Too strong off the back iron. Tries to get it back. Couldn't. And Braden Gordon with the bounce pass. Out to the front court and J.J. Jackson. Now Jarrett Friendly. His catch and shoot three is good. The best players for Montgomery Academy have stepped up big here in this fourth quarter. Wyatt Watley works his way downhill, too strong on the right-handed layup. And Montgomery Academy beginning to feel it here with 2.5 to play. Their lead is now 17. Ellis now works his way downhill, make it 19. Lyles now a pull-up three off the front of the rim. Watley offensive rebounds. Layup in the air is no good. And right now Lee Scott's in desperation mode trying to go for the basketball. Gordon, the catch and shoot three. He got another one. 62-40 is your score with 2 minutes to play. Chapman Harris now a catch and shoot three. And he finds the bottom of the net. And now a foul on Wyatt Watley. Away from the ball, they're going to call that. As Watley was up in the chest of J.J. Jackson, who is willingly playing into the antics of all of the emotion. And a couple of substitutions for the Lee Scott Warriors with 1:53. Jack Fouquet and Parks Myers check in as Montgomery Academy is going to take a 30-second timeout. .153 to play here in the contest. The Warriors trail 62-43. I'll tell you what, with what could be one of the final stoppages here tonight, let's go ahead. We'll pause for a station identification here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUEHD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika Country. Tiger Country
104.5. 62-43. With 1:53 to play. As Jackson gets the inbounds. Now the bounce pass to Jarrett Friendly into the front court. Jarrett Friendly will back things up, try and eat a little bit of clock. But instead, a bounce pass intended for Braden Gordon. It was right at his knees. He goes out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball, a minute and a half to play. Watley picks up his dribble on the logo, trying to find somebody. Gets it to Fuqua. Dribble handoff to Parks Myers. Lowers his way through contact. Gets it back to Watley. Floater up. Floater is good, plus the foul. No quit. And Mr. Hollywood Watley, he'll head to the line to try and convert on the three-point play. As Jarrett, probably just Jarrett Friendly, the 6'6 junior, will make his way to the bench. A nice ovation from the Eagles. The free throw on the way for Watley is no good. 62-45, 75 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Sweet 16 inside the Acadome here at Alabama State. And you can start to see a little bit of the emotion for the seniors setting in here for Lee Scott Academy. Layup no good from Gordon. Gray Haley with the rebound. 52 seconds. Fuqua has it. Thought about the three. Watley now at the top of the key. Between the legs dribble. Works his way downhill. Wrap around pass to Myers. Left-handed layup is good. Parks Myers lays it in with the left hand. And a full timeout for Lee Scott Academy. We'll still keep it right here. Here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. You can see the emotions beginning to check in here for the boys that wear the Warriors across their chest here this afternoon. Matthew Whittington, Max Shiver check in for Lee Scott Academy. And man, what a job by this senior crew, man. Not enough things can be said about the success that they've had and the joy that it's been to watch and call. At least got varsity girls and varsity boys basketball. But both seasons will make their way to Alabama State's in the Acadome. As Watley gets the steal and in the air calls timeout, just a 30-second timeout. Oh man, what a job. Again, you can only say so many things, not enough things to say about this Warrior squad. The nine seniors for the varsity boys. Raleigh Langford, the lone senior for the varsity girls. As both seasons, again, make their way into the Acadome, but will not make it any further. 15 seconds to play, 62-47. Parks Myers works his way left, loses it off of his knee out of bounds. It's Eagles basketball. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. The Eagles will bring it across half court. And they will hold it right there. Your final score, in the 3A AHSAA Central Regional Brackets, the Sweet 16 matchup. Montgomery Academy takes it over the Lee Scott Academy Warriors 62-47. We'll come back to wrap up the contest. We'll come back to wrap up the season here on the hardwood at Dunn Oliver Acadome when we come back. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5. And this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Gouche Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The Lee Scott Varsity Boys season comes to a close here in the 2025-2026 season here in the Sweet 16 inside Dunn Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State University. I'm Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and we appreciate everybody for being here with us. Again, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app all season long for your support of Lee Scott Academy basketball. And man, what a fun ride it has been. We talk about the word history a lot with Lee Scott Academy, just with their new tenure in the AHSAA and the things that they continue to do. You feel like every time they step on the floor, there's a little bit of history that's made. You saw history made once again here this morning in the early game, the 9 o'clock game, which may be history as well for the earliest tip in the postseason, but making it to the Sweet 16 for the first time in program history. They fall to St. James, one of the best teams in 3A, probably the favorites in the girls' division to hold a state championship trophy at the end of the year. And following suit, right after the Lee Scott Varsity Boys took the floor, and it was a very physical battle in the first half, but Montgomery Academy just used the athleticism, used the speed, and used their physicality in the second half. And big thanks to Mason Ellis. Had 10 in the second quarter. Had 11 in the second half. to really guide the way for this Montgomery Academy team when a couple of the other stars were having some off quarters. But you go right back to Braden Gordon, your best player on the floor. He had 10 in the fourth quarter, that closer for the Montgomery Academy Eagles. Final score, 62-47 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And final stat lines for the Warriors. Working my way down the score sheet, Gray Haley finishes with 1. Hayden Harper finishes with 13. Chapman Harris with 7. Brooke Zachary with 1. Wyatt Watley with 7. William Lyles with 7. Parks Myers with 4. Cord Zeldner with 2. And Barrett Cook with 5. So again, history made here once again on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Unfortunately, not enough to carry the Lee Scott Warriors, the varsity girls, or the varsity boys past the Sweet 16. However, we don't really believe in the offseason here on the Lee Scott Sports Network on Tiger Country 104.5, because Coach Jared Cook saw him across the way just a moment ago. No pun intended. You're on deck as Lee Scott varsity baseball set to kick off next week, and that is when our next broadcast will be on the Lee Scott Sports Network at home, taking on Marbury on Tuesday, February 24th. First pitch is set for 4:30. I will go on air right around 4:10, 4:15, give you a preview of this Warrior varsity squad on the diamond. And man, we're looking forward to the baseball season. So again, our next broadcast on the Lee Scott Sports Network, Tuesday, February 24th, airtime right around 4:10 or 4:15. But it will be right here on your home for classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Thank you once again for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors. And thank you once again, the Lee Scott family, the Lee Scott fans, for allowing me to do what I love to do, man. I can't put it into words how beyond blessed we are to be able to have such a fun time and such a fun group, and to see it come to an end like this. Might be more bittersweet for me than it is for them. But I love it, and I love having the opportunity, and I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to be the voice of the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. For everybody at Lee Scott Academy, whether you made the trip here to Montgomery, Alabama, whether you watched from inside Lee Scott Academy, wherever you watched or listened from, we appreciate you once again for listening. For everybody at Lee Scott Academy, everybody at Auburn Network, I'm Christian Griffin. And until Tuesday on the Diamonds, have a great night, or have a great day. Not used to morning games, but have a great day. And as always, it's a great day to be a Warrior.